Welcome, friends and adventurers, to another episode of Dungeons and Blackguards. I am the Dungeon Master, Robulon. Joining me in no particular order are the players and their level 5 characters. Caleb.
My name is Caleb. I am playing...
Sorry,
my mic cut out like right before that, and all of a sudden it like powered on, and it was like, Caleb. It's like, oh, fuck.
In no particular order is Caleb.
Hello, I'm playing Kaito Atata. I'm a Warforged Barbarian level 5.
Brayden.
Hey, I'm Brayden. I'm playing Beleg Dagar, and I am a Hexblade Warlock, also level 5.
Brandon.
Hey, I'm Brandon. I'm playing Ikaruk Poonschley. I'm a Bloodhunter Orc, level 5.
Tomo.
Hey, I'm Tomo. I'm playing Steve Tehuman, a level 5 Gloomstalker Ranger Boy.
P.S. We have a badger.
Chris Blake.
Previously on Dungeons and Blackguards, the party finally rests after their first day in the city of Polb comes to an end.
It's been a hell of a day. between the fights on the docks and in running around and nearly getting knocked out in the wizard and spear and then fighting a whole bunch of dudes, and then now we own a bar. Like, that's a long, long fucking day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the conclusion of the Battle of Polb Plaza, Rook had stolen an impressive sword from the apparently incompetent quartermaster.
This sweet sword that I've grown attached to.
And the party kept a brigand alive as prisoner to bring back to the White Chain, but not before negotiating a loot collection deal with the city's very efficient meat wagoneers / body collectors. Finally, they demanded that Sergeant Sandrid summon Administrator Nafri and the Mayor of Polb to the White Chain as honored guests to discuss just rewards for their heroic deeds. Steve rushes back to the safe shack where he hurriedly shared the details of the battle with Gurm and Dorophil, then paid a quick visit to the Wizard and Spear just as the rest of the party completed a short rest and preparations for their impromptu luncheon meeting. After quickly securing the ownership of the White Chain, the administrator offers them gold and weapons as payment for protecting the city and a mission to further investigate the threat of the city of Iz to the east. As the meeting comes to a close and the mayor and administrator depart, the party beckon their new staff to partake in the remains of the feast, and Shorva gives Rook the brass owner's key to the third floor, which contains several sleeping chambers, an office with a desk, and a formidable safe room. Rook hits the sack as Steve inspects their new accommodations, as Beleg and Kaitoa discover in the safe room a curiously familiar item, a ceramic half-moon mask.
I drop it immediately. That thing's got some weird juju, man.
And now, after a long rest, the now level 5 party awake in the dead of night.
So we've done our long rest.
Yeah.
So we're all topped up on our hitty points.
That's right.
Perfect. Well, I'm gonna, start to meditate on my new level here and see if I can work my fingers with a little bit of heat.
What did you get?
I'm gonna be sitting there just throwing little flame balls in between my hands as I try to master a little burning hands.
Old burning hands, that's what they call.
It's gonorrhea.
Yeah.
Burns when I pee, I swear. I know that spell well. Ah, yes. Burning penis.
Gonorrhea.
So we're done the long rest. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Belleg, I think, just had a nightmare, so he's a bit rattled.
Well, I feel like, do we take that mask with us, or do we just lock it in this and leave?
You can try and touch it.
Yeah, I don't really want to. I watched what happened.
I don't know what mask you guys are talking about.
Oh, so, actually, yeah, I would like to get Rook to do an Arcana check on it.
Yeah, there you go. Good call.
Hey, Rook.
Yes, sir.
Come check out this cool mask. You should try touching it.
With my burning penis?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go over and check it out and roll an arcana on that bad boy.
Is this the first time you've been in this safe room that...
Yeah, first time.
Okay. You walk into this safe. Well, then this big imposing door leads into a dark, enclosed space.
Okay. So I'm going to walk in, and I'm not going to touch the mask quite yet, but I do want to look at it very closely and roll my arcana. A 15.
15?
Yeah.
All right, so you don't know much more than it's clearly imbued with a type of magic. And 15, you say, and I feel you'd know that you feel like this is a psychological type of magic. This is one of those feared type of artifacts that may attack one's mind.
Okay. Can I decipher whether or not picking it up with bare hands, or if it's better off to put it in like a satchel or something to carry it?
I can tell you what happens when you pick it up with your bare hands.
Okay. What happens?
When I picked it up, and I obviously wasn't as heavy on my constitution as I thought I was going to be. I felt an intense desire to put it on, and I dropped it immediately.
Okay. So
it's like Jim Carrey's the mask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which would be pretty awesome. I could see Belleg pulling that off.
Because I gotta.
I do want to turn to the group, and I'm going to ask, maybe this is an item that we can take with our loot to the Wizard and Spear and see if we can get some further history on it and maybe get some money for it, unless you guys want to keep it. But, I don't think this is anything good to keep.
They're attached to the Black Arrow, though, allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
So that could make it dangerous bringing them this mask.
So what do you guys want to do with the mask? I mean, it's not a mask that we want to really...
I'd like to show it to Mickey
and Dorothy. I feel like we don't want to forget about it. But also, no one wants to carry it. What about a hobo-style bindle?
We could try and carry it.
Can you knit us a bag for it?
There's a pillowcase probably around here we can just throw it in.
That sounds like a good idea. Yeah. I'd like to show it to the two smarter comrades.
So, with that, Rob, did my three-piece oxblood suit come with some snazzy gloves that I can grab this with?
As far as I know, I mean, yeah, sure, man. You want some gloves? You probably have some gloves.
Okay, well, then I'm going to ask Kaitoa to grab a pillowcase real quick, and I'll pick it up and throw it in there, and we'll bindle this bad boy up.
Okay, you're going to do the old inverted in a sack and a hobo bindle.
Yep.
All right.
We hobo bindle this fucking blue mask.
Well, so this is just a quick, I'd say, a dex check for you. And, just don't botch this. That's an easy move, but there has to be some pressure.
I'm going to have to take inspiration on that one because I rolled a 2.
Oh. Okay, so as you invert the bag.
Wait, he's taking inspiration.
Yeah. So on my second roll, I got a 16 plus 2, so an 18.
Oh, yeah. As you invert the bag, you're trying not to actually touch it. You do touch it through the cloth of the pillowcase that Kaitoa has fetched for you. And yeah, momentarily, you're like, oh, but then it's okay. You catch it, you cinch it up, hobo pro. Your arcana feeling fades away. And now that it's out of view and under cloth, immediately the magical presence is no longer in your forethought.
Okay.
We solved the puzzle.
After that, I still have these scrolls that I grabbed from the boat that the first brigands that were eyeing up the sea pickle that we fought on the south dock. I mean, I've still been carrying these bad boys around. We haven't really checked these out, so I want to go to those and unroll them and see what contents they have and if there's anything that we should know.
There's four scrolls in this one tube, and as you take them out, three of them appear to be raven roots, messenger roots.
Oh, and shit.
Rook, as you take out these first three scrolls, they are, you know, clearly fairly recently penned. And as you're taking out the second and the third, party, what are you doing?
I would assume I'm still with him. I'm looking
okay,
at
so
these.
You're right there, and Steve and Kaitoa.
Yeah, I'm just hanging out, not doing a thing.
Steve is like tooling around downstairs, checking things out, opening up cupboards. Like he's just. I want to see if there's an attic, and if there is, I'm going to move into it.
All right, as you poke around, then Steve, you quickly realize this essentially is the attic, the third floor here. So yeah, you're up on the third floor, and the staircase that came up here was sort of cleverly, you know, nooked around the very last hallway. So yeah, you'd just be peering up and around at the top of the building. Steve, Belleg, and Rook, as you get into these maps, one of them clearly shows, a raven route from Gilagi to Match. And the other one shows a raven route from Gilagi to Chintadu.
Mm. Mm.
So this third map shows a route from, again, Gilagi to Iz.
Are these what we recognize to be common routes, or are these kind of more smuggler-type routes?
Yeah, it feels like history. Roll a quick history.
History.
Maybe. Could be. It could also be perception.
Yes. The same for me, so... 14.
These are essentially... they're literally little small maps stamped with a raven showing a directional arrow which way you're going to send the raven message. Rune, that everybody would know, means a little raven. And these are the first three maps. The fourth is a map of Polb, a rough layout of the quarters of Polb.
And that's on just on the one side? There's nothing on the back side?
They all seem to be one-sided as you flip them over. But they seem to be all of the same make and roughly penned in the same way and probably in a very uniform style.
Can we, I guess, I'm going to, well, it's just me, Kaitoa, and Belleg. So I'm going to look to Kaitoa and Belleg and probably turn to Belleg and ask, do you have any ability to check hidden messages or writing on the back that we can't see?
Nothing that I could do. I'm just thinking about Gilagi right now.
Gilagi.
Pretty damn close to Lotmuro.
I guess that would be magic, so I'll roll an arcana.
Investigation could work, too, to see if there's anything that's hidden or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My investigation is tits, though.
Yeah, I'll do investigation. I'm hidden messages on that bad boy. That's a 15.
Okay, as you turn it back and forth, you notice there is a watermark. It's tough to see, but there is a watermark in the bottom right, and it shows an arrow.
A black arrow?
It's tough to say. It's sort of an outline of in a watermark style, so you don't really get the impression of a color.
Okay. Well, I guess take note of that, but I guess I think I'm going to just stash them, fold them, and put them inside my my breast pocket there. I'm going to leave that to bring up with Mr. Lieutenant Dorophil and Mickey as well with the mask.
Good, good. Okay, so you've now looked at those. Where's Fingers Freddy?
We should probably downstairs. Go check downstairs on him.
Okay.
I thought you were checking out after him.
He got tied up and left with the staff.
Yeah, I just woke up, man. I put a sausage in his mouth.
Are you still tied up? Yeah, you're still tied up.
I'm gonna go. I'll go check downstairs on him. Let's see what's the status like now.
Would you like me to go with you?
Sure. I mean, I'm not too afraid of his offensive prowess right now.
No, I'm just kidding, because he's terrified of me.
He is terrified of you. Don't do it, Kaitoa. You stay here.
I'm going to go with Beleg, follow him down.
Okay, the party's on the move.
I'm going to... Hey, Robin, is that weapons cart still outside?
So the Wagoneers dropped all the items off in nice bundles. They've been essentially put off to the side on the lower level of the White Chain under a couple of sheets. You guys haven't inspected them thoroughly.
Can I start sifting through the piles? I don't know if we did a like arcana on them.
No, we haven't.
No, I'm minus one, so I'm not going to do it. But I'm going to start through it to see if anything stands out.
Steve will do an arcana check.
Yeah.
And he will cross it off his list of skills that he has used.
One down.
Yeah, Steve did an arcana check of 7.
Okay, Kaito is just going to do one anyways and cross it off his list as well.
So both of you guys go up and stare intently.
I got a 10.
Combined, what did you guys get?
17.
There are a couple pieces that clearly stand out to you as maybe being out of the ordinary, but really the vast majority of these kind of 3 dozen or so pieces, about 2 dozen pieces of armor, maybe a dozen weapons, and then sort of a bag of trinkets, what look like to be, you know, bracelets, ornamental collars, and things like that. A couple of these pieces definitely stand out, you two. Sort of mysterious. They have an aura about them.
Does anyone have a better sense of the arcane than us?
I do.
Hey, Rook, come look at these. These look interesting.
I'm going to go over and look at the items that they pointed out and perform.
Jinkies.
Arcana check and cross that off my list as I've done it 3rd time.
Yeah, it's a hat trick.
This item, Arcana, would you check it?
19.
Oh, shit.
Oh, all right.
These items combined.
You would notice then that 2 of these pieces of armor, one of them is like a chain shirt, and the other one looks like a full plate mail suit. Oh, hey, this looks like the one, that guy from the crowd who got torn limb from limb. His armor is totally unscathed, and this is it. It is just calling out to you that this has some property. And then there's also a flail, and it also has some sort of magical characteristic. Nice flail.
Okay. Can I... I'm going to grab those... Well, I guess grab those set items aside. And...
How big is this flail?
Pretty badass. Nasty looking spikes randomly all over it. It's well crafted, but it looks like a one-of-a-kind thing.
Okay.
Nice.
But it's a single-handed weapon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I take the... I'm going to actually take those items and not only set them aside, but I'm going to walk them up to the 3rd floor to the owner's suite that we have left our stuff in and kind of making our own. And I'm going to put them in the safe.
All right.
Do we have is it like a combination or is it a key or what is...
No one has discovered the operation
the mechanism?
Safe door. All right, so this door, guys, yeah, I mean, it looks like if you shut it, it would shut flush, and there would be no handle and no purchase and no way to get your hand in or around. You've not seen a lever or a button as of yet.
Okay, can I do in my group investigation on the room just to look for a button?
Oh, lovely. Yeah, why don't all of you budding adventurers here roll past, say, 50.
Bye, Freddy. Hope you're not dead.
Yeah. Hey, everyone, check out this room.
On an investigation lever.
Let's go perception.
Yeah.
No, I want to do investigation.
Yeah, I want to do investigation.
No, but we want to find this.
Oh, it's up to you guys. If you guys want to split your roles and combine that way, I'll do two can go to 25 on perception, and two can go to 25 on investigation.
Okay. Well, good luck, sirs. I rolled a 5 plus 5.
I got a 16.
So I got a 10.
Oh, so Cotello and Steve combined to
26. Yeah.
I rolled a 19 investigation.
And I rolled a 10.
Woo! Hey. Oh, you guys. Hey! All right. Well, then together, I will tell you. And you guys, I guess, as a group, discover that this thing is operated not from inside this room at all. I'd say probably Steve and Kaitoa, you discover that it's in the other room, this room with a desk that seems to have been more recently used than the other five little alcove rooms up here. There is sort of like a sunken foot pedal or a sunken press plate. And through careful trial and error, I guess, Kaito and Steve, maybe you guys in one room and Rook and Beleg, you guys in the other room, you realize that pressing this...
Try it now!
...moves the door ever so slightly towards its shut position.
Sweet.
Nice.
And so at the moment, the door is still open. You know, I'd say you've probably watched it move an inch as you realize the connection.
Keep pressing the button.
I'm going to push it like my computer's frozen. You know, just rapidly pushing the button.
Arcade style.
Just tap it like you're playing Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Rapping.
Smash it.
Heck yeah.
Okay, so as you pump this... The door just slams shut.
Is there another pedal close to it?
It's like obviously like a hydraulic pump.
Yeah.
Is there a button around? Is there anything to relieve pressure?
We have to find another way to open this back up.
I put that. There's three items in there.
Kaitoa, you mentioned it must be hydraulic and there must be some way to relieve pressure.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to give you inspiration.
Yeah.
You realize it could also move in the opposite direction. It can be pushed down, but when it's at its maximum, it can actually be lifted up. And as you lift it up, you hear from the other room, or who's ever standing in the other safe room, the safe door opens.
You did it!
Ta-da! We solved the mystery.
All right,
so
now we have
what
safe
you
door.
Have here is a keyless safe.
If you but we can lock the door. Room,
you can put them in. They can't get out.
The third floor is well secured by this large security door that your brass key opens.
Exactly. And I got that key so we can lock the door.
Let's go put Nafri in the safe. I don't like that guy.
He'll totally suffocate.
So? I'm sure there's some like permeability. All right. Okay, now we're going to check on Freddy.
Speaking of Nafri, I think that's our way into Iz.
I'm not sure we want to go into Iz yet.
Well, no, but when we do, Beleg, I'm looking at you.
Yeah, buddy.
We should probably consult with Mickey and.
Yeah. That's my next thing. Well, yeah. I'd also like to. Deal with Freddy before I do it. Yeah.
I would also like to hit the wizard and spear and get my comeuppets.
Yeah.
Should we invite them to collect this gear?
Well, we should take it there to wheel and deal and then get our
stuff that we put a down payment on.
Yeah.
And we've got that credit there. But gave us, what was it, 200 or was it 500 gold?
We have 500 gold,
but like a free item each.
Exactly. Fucking cha-ching.
What was I going to say?
Bada bing.
Where are Mickey and Dorophil, Steve?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know. Well, where's Stolas?
He's here. He's in the effective rafters of the main room.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. I called him back at that point.
Sweet.
I guess the safe house would be the first place to go check.
Yeah, let's do that then.
Steve left the door open.
Yeah, Steve's about to get in shit.
No.
Okay, to the safe house?
Yeah. All right, should we take Krizblik with us?
You might as well.
Yep, I'll pick up Krizblik.
What are we going to do with Freddy Fingers?
That's what I want to keep checking on him. I've been trying to check on him this whole time.
I vote. I'm with Beleg. I want to put him in this safe.
Oh, no, I don't want to put Freddy in there. I'll put Nathry in there. Freddy, I like Freddy.
Well, I'll put Freddy in there.
You can take care of Freddy, then.
Rob, can I have a status update on Freddy? Is he dead? Is he alive? Can I roll medicine to see how he's doing?
you don't need to roll medicine. Well, if you want, yeah, sure, roll medicine. Yeah. You
check cross it off the list,
buddy. Yeah. Oh. That's a one.
You rolled it. Hey, yep. Get it out there. Okay, medicine. Well, you know what you asked? What did you ask, Beleg?
Is he alive?
He's alive.
Hey!
All right, let's go.
Well, jeez, poor Freddy. How you doing, Freddy? Fuck you guys. I want to check you.
Not good. Not good. Why have you woken me at this hour?
Oh, yeah, I guess it's 2 in the morning. I shove another sausage in his mouth and tell him to go back to sleep.
Just like, fucking dick.
While he's doing as that, I'm going to actually go and grab some food and drink because I don't think we've eaten or drinking all day. We're grabbing some road snacks, sausage. I'm going to grab whatever, some ale, and take it for a little road pop.
Right, so, Beleg, as you put Freddy back to sleep with a nice sausage gag, you're encountering Rook. I mean, you guys were able to buy up a lot of the provisions that you found available at the time. And your newly opened establishment here is well-stocked. Like, the pantry is well-stocked. There were tons of leftovers, even after you nicely fed your own staff. So, maybe there's been, like, a provisional lantern lit. But other than that, it's very dark, guys. It's about 2:15, 2:30 here in the morning. And Polb is by no means, in this quarter at least, awake in any way, shape, or form.
Belly rolls are stealth going check. To
the safe shack?
Yeah, and I'm stealthing. It's a 12.
Okay, as you peer out the door, super stealthy, Beleg, like, all overcautious. I mean, there's nobody out here to witness your failure or success of stealth.
I've still got that deed for the establishment on my person, right?
Yeah, you were left with a second copy, and then both your name and Beleg's name written in the place of the new owners.
So I've got that on my persons, and nobody else, like, was it Porco or Parco or whatever, and the check
shawarma
checklist lady. Yeah, shawarma. Corvus, whatever.
Chicken shawarma. They're all gone.
Shawarma.
You guys are all gone. Out my naming trick. They.
What did Robin have for lunch today?
Right, they have no. She seems to have left her clipboard, this thing she always carries around, on the big bar. Otherwise, there's no sign of the staff.
Can we lock the door?
I'm sticking the brass key in. Will it lock it? Unlock it? I'm looking at you, Robbo. Nice.
All right, well, if you guys are all leaving, then you can close the doors, and they shut with a quiet click, and the moon is out tonight. At least the first larger of the moons here, and anybody, yeah, stealthing along, you know, will be certainly keeping to the side of the alleyways, because there's virtually nobody out here tonight as you make your way along from your establishment here, the White Chain, down to Dorophil's safe shack. You're gonna pass the quartermaster's barracks and the wizard and spear all shuttered up, and it seems to have closed windows and no candlelight in front of here. As you guys pass along the closed down market ward, now the merchant's gate, and you're now entering the area just before you can hook right to Dorophil's safe shack.
We're not seeing anything as we're about to hook right. There's nobody out in the streets or the alleyways.
It is the middle of the night, Rook, and as you look about, everything seems real shut up, and the only thing you can really hear, maybe off in the distance, is the sound of the docks, and certainly, you know, the river Polba. It's a quiet night.
I'm gonna stealth, or I would like to stealth, as I hook right towards the safe shack, because I don't know what's been going on in the outside of the gates.
Alright, you can make a stealth roll, and rest of the party, as you see Rook get super sketched out, and all of a sudden start, like, ducking and weaving, you hook right into the apartment complex area there, and all seems well. There is nothing to fear.
19.
Well, if there were eyes prying on you, Rook, like, you would be darting away from them from shadow to shadow.
Perfect. That's exactly what I want.
And just as you guys come up on Dorophil's kind of, you know, back and forth ramp that crosses back on itself up to his front door, you almost see Rook materialize from the shadow. He's already there.
Oh, you sneaky.
That's what I do.
And did you say Krizblik was with you there?
I grabbed Krizblik.
Okay, who would like to make an animal handling roll real quick? And then what I got to cross off a stealth for
a 14 animal handling. Woo!
Hey,
what's wrong, little buddy? What's Krizblik feeling these days?
Okay, I'm just gonna make a quick roll here.
The cold metal embrace of Kytoa.
All is well with Krizblik. Although you guys do take note as she shuffles along and makes a bit of a grunting noise there, that this is not the most stealthy creature. You know, at least on the cobblestones, her claws kind of click away, and she's kind of got a constant grumble going on that's quite endearing, but nonetheless audible. And Steve, you guys are up at the door of Dwarfville's safe shack.
Is it open?
Can we do our two shaves and a haircut?
Yeah, sure. You knock away, and the doors spring open.
Welcome, friends, adventurers, and listeners to The Break. DM Robulon here. Firstly, thank you for listening to our story. Every week, we are honored to have you with us. With your help, we are about to hit some significant follower and download milestones. Once we hit 2,000 followers of our Twitter account and 4,000 downloads of the podcast, we will announce our next giveaway event. If you are on Twitter and not following us already, please do at DNDBlaggards. Do you have a friend who you believe would enjoy our weekly episodes? Be a quest giver and send them a link to the show. Finally, I'd like to talk to you about the Team 100 Skill Challenge. You will notice that during this episode, the players mention frequently crossing skills off their list. Well, at the beginning of level 5, I offered the players a challenge. Every player character must make all 24 ability and skill checks. That's 6 abilities, 18 skills, and 1 bonus for a total of 25 each. Once all 4 players crossed every skill off their list, totaling no less than 100 skill and ability checks, I would award the party 4,000 experience points. No time limit. Whenever they won the challenge, the bonus XP would be added immediately to whatever level they were at. So, in the episodes to come, you will certainly hear more in-game Team 100 challenge updates as the party tries to get every character to use every skill. And now, we return to Season 2, Episode 13 of Dungeons and Blaggers.
Doors spring open.
Welcome. Who left the door open, Sacrament? Come in.
Some people's children.
I have no idea what you're talking about. That door was closed when I left.
Peut-être it was the badger. I don't trust anything that has more than 4 times the amount of legs I have.
Hey, Dorfil, 4 times 0 is still 0.
I always smelt and funny, but I like it. come on in. Mickey Dor is sleeping on the cot over there.
It all depends if Dorfil is packing or not.
He's got one leg.
Me, I'm reading my classified advertisements.
Is that like your casual encounters or what?
Well, I like to look at the I missed you section.
Right.
What brings you here? I was hoping to see perhaps earlier than this, knowing you had met with the mayor and his assistant. I thought maybe you are dead.
Nah, we're good.
They gave us the white chain.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Sounds like great for you.
Great for us.
They gave us a mission. They want to send us to Iz.
Yeah. It's in Iz.
What do you think is there?
Knowles?
Knowles. Knowles in it. How far to is to ride, do you think?
Not too far.
Wrong. How many Knowles are you going to fight?
We have no idea.
Oh. At what time do the Knowles, do you think, return from here with news of a battle and their adversaries?
What do you know of the corruption of the administrator and the mayor?
Dorfil starts to roll over to one of his little windows, and as he opens the window, he looks back at you, Rook.
Well, I know this. About a year and a half ago, this new mayor and his administrator won the election, and ever since, we have been a city divided. Crime in the south and riches in the north, and then recently more of these abductions culminating in this, what did you say it was? Now we know this, hundreds of people taken out, and always the quartermaster, incompetent men running around chasing brigands. It seems a pattern very clear. They're paid off.
By the Black Arrow?
I don't know.
Show him that map with the old Black Arrow on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I want you to check out these maps.
As he opens the window there, Rook, you notice there's like a cage built onto the window. He seems to... well, can everybody make a quick perception roll, Rook, as you take out your maps?
Beleg is perceptive as always, with a 9.
21.
I was a 9 for Rook as well.
That is a 15.
You hear a pigeon cooing, and it seems like there is a pair of pigeons. One of them is like asleep, and one of them is kind of cooing away as Dorophil looks back.
Oh, maps, huh? Oh, let me see these.
And you're showing him these three maps. I guess maybe you're spreading them out on his little kitchen area there. And you, you show him the maps.
Oh, these are raven maps. Oh, ravens and pigeons, message maps. Where did you get these?
From the brigand's boat that initially attacked us on the South Docks and were trying to take the sea pickle.
Now, what does it mean to you, these places?
I'm not sure, other than the roads to and from, but on the back there's this watermark of an arrow.
Where is this watermark? I don't see it.
I'm going to turn it over and point to the watermark that I found.
Oh, yes. Well, let's see here. 1, 2, 3 locations. these look like, for me, places Mickey was including in his investigation here, but I can't really say more than this, but based on my understanding, these look like places you have been.
They are. But is there anything more to these maps that we cannot see, or do you recognize this watermark?
I see a common raven map, a piece of paper that shows that the message has gone from point A to point B. Like my pigeon here, I can send to another one of my little pigeon cage friends in another city in Baheru. I would attach a little map like this.
But you do not recognize the watermark at all?
It's an arrow.
So what exactly was Nafri's job for us? To go to Iz and fuck some people up, or?
Yeah.
I want to ask Phil, when they won this election, who did they take poll, or who was the ruler of poll before, and where did they go?
The mayor before poll, he was in a race with a noble woman. Last name was Telchain, and he was the winner, as I remember, because they had the election in the summer and made everybody drunk. It was a great party, and he won. And ever since then, always elections in the summer. A good idea.
And did this...
Was Telchain a halfling?
As far as I can remember, halfling family, yeah.
We've met a Telchain before.
Yeah.
We have.
Oh, that's so rare.
In Lotmuro. When we were escaping the prison that we were in, just outside of Galagi.
This storefront town, Mickey tells me, where people had their brains scrambled and a bit of a ghost town,
Weird. It's all a ghost town now.
Good thing you caught me when I was up doing my crosswords and my classifieds, yeah.
Well, have you ever heard of a half-moon mask?
The half moon. Mickey talked about this character in the blue armor with a mask as a central figure that featured only as a witness account. He did not see it, but he said that you did.
Would Mickey be pissed up if we woke him up right now?
I don't know. Hey, it looks like a little baby there. I like to throw things at him. Feel free.
I'm going to pick up something gladly and throw it at him.
Little baby.
I'm picking up the nearest light thing around me to throw at him. That makes me happy.
Pick up Mickey's pipe and blow a hit in his face.
Okay, if you're Rook, you're picking up something light and throwing it at Mickey.
Yeah.
All right, you're probably
Caleb's blowing hoots at him.
Yeah. So you guys collectively are like college waking up Mickey,
drawing shit on his face.
Black arrow.
Black arrow going into his mouth.
So, as Mickey stirs awake and you guys are all prodding, he does not look pleased. He's still sort of looks sort of damp from the day before, but yeah, he is roused and starts to slump up against the wall.
Righty tighty lefty loosey, righty tighty lefty loosey. What? Hey, oh. Is it morning time? Hey, open the shutters and door, Phil. Let's have a... Oh no. What? To what do I owe the pleasure?
Hey, Mickey, check out these cool maps and this awesome helmet.
It's the middle of the fucking night.
It's Christmas. She missed you.
Maps. Oh. How long have you had these little bits of paper? Can't wait till morning.
But we slept all afternoon.
You do look very refreshed. Do I look refreshed? Or do I look like I've had six lances in my gut, not just 14 hours ago?
I don't think sleep's gonna help, Mickey.
Belly, give him a healing gauntlet.
No!
Back off! All right. Joke's over, lads. Joke's over. I'm a little bit more robust than I appear. And he cracks his back. Give me a look at these maps here. Love. Oh, Raven maps. I see. Oh, dear.
What does the watermark mean?
I don't know. I haven't seen that before. It's quite nice looking. Very official. Oh, quite nice. Quite nice workmanship. I have no idea. But it does look like this looks like one-way Raven messages. Anything else here?
What do you know about this blue magical mask? A half-moon mask.
We found it in the white chain.
What's this?
Which we know.
You found a mask. Who's got it then? Is it show and tell? Wakey wakey, show and tell.
I wouldn't pick it up. It's got a strange power to it.
Who's got this then?
Rook?
It's in the bindle.
And I guess we gently lay down the bindle and pull the stick out so it unravels in front of him.
As the fabric falls off the mask, as you debindle and unspindle, there is this mask that has a ceramic look to it, shiny and glazed. Mickey looks down at it and doesn't seem to immediately react. He's now nodding slowly to himself, but isn't saying anything immediately.
Hey, Mickey, you do an Arcana check on it.
All Arcana, Mickey.
I think I might have an idea. Do you remember, my friends, you told me you saw the man in blue armor. Did he have a mask? Was it anything like this, or anything close to this?
Almost identical. Yes.
Indeed, I've never seen it before, but if it was a puzzle, this would certainly be one piece. Where'd you find it?
The white chain.
You haven't had it all along, Kaitoa?
Pardon?
You haven't had this all along?
No.
It's not yours?
No. Well, it is now, but...
hey, why do you get it?
Well, it's ours.
Yeah. That's what I mean. The white chain. What else did you discover after your meeting?
It seems like the last owner was down in the fortress with us. Bertio.
Yeah, Bertio.
That's a name I haven't heard in a little while, but a name that is not unfamiliar.
What do you know, madam?
He was one of the names on my list.
Well, he was certainly down there.
And what was his fate?
Arrow through the
filled
skull.
Filled with arrow.
Oh, a tummy full of arrows, eh?
I think it was a head full of arrows. Yeah. Or a neck. Maybe through the neck?
No coming back from that.
No.
No.
Oh, dear. Well, there goes one piece of the puzzle, my friends. I think that things are getting knitted together closer and closer, like one of Kaitoa's handiwork, one of his little pieces of heaven that Kaitoa knitting.
They are expressions.
Oh, I fancy I might like a nose warmer one day. Well then, boys, you were in the presence of what I consider to be perhaps one of the Black Arrows, either operatives or connections. I believe this brown-cloaked administrator is somehow pulling strings both on this side of the walls of Pole and with whomever has, shall we say, rallied the Knolls.
We tell Mickey everything.
Do tell.
The mayor was dismissed once we mentioned Knolls. Yeah, the Nafri doesn't want the mayor to know about the Knolls because he's a skittish little man.
Yeah, I'm getting some Arabian Nights. Seems like he's taking care of business while pushing the...
the mayor is a puppet.
They're off to like just eat and get hammered.
Go on, boys. I love to hear you speak like this. Do go on.
And Nafri said that Pol would be able to survive the attacks or threat of Iz if they had food and were well stocked. Because of the failing crops and the rise in crime, they wouldn't be able to survive any threat of Iz. So he offered us 1,000 gold pieces to go down to Iz and take care of whatever threats there were down there.
1,000 gold?
Oh, yeah, give us 500 up front.
He is known for using money to lubricate all types of interactions.
A free piece of gear each.
Yeah.
He
recommended only going to the Wizard and Spear when we asked where to gear up.
Well, it seems you would have made some new friends there. It's the third time I've heard Wizard and Spear mentioned today. Righto then, you're becoming patrons quickly.
Yes.
As for being paid by Nafri here and being involved, well, clearly I don't need to tell you boys what's going on here.
We're being sent on a suicide mission?
Well, the only thing better than a double cross is a triple cross, boys. It's time to strategize, and it's time to play a little art of war. Let us hope that the sea pickle does not give us away, and it's successfully burned out at sea. It seems that you have an opportunity to either rush in or perhaps prepare, but either way, you had better make good on your promise to Nafri. What sort of time frame did he give you?
He hasn't given us a time frame, but he did say he was going to come back to the White Chain. We didn't accept his mission yet, so...
I would expect his return promptly.
All right.
Mickey now seems to be getting up. Yeah, Dorophil's still checking off some stuff on what looks to be like classifieds and crosswords and stuff. It is now, about 3:30 in the morning, and it's certainly hours away from dawn.
Is there anything that we could accomplish at night that you guys can think of?
Montage. Level 5 montage.
Yeah. Other than, like, I don't know, some sort of, like,
Can't think of any covert ops or anything.
Yeah, other than, yeah, like going and investigating the mayor and
so
Nafri, like
the vessel. These guys, oh, are, yeah. These guys are. I want to bring up the vessel with
Mickey,
Phil, and Mickey.
Yeah, the brigand talked about it. Freddy Fingers.
Do I actually wait? Do I even know this? This wasn't even talked to. I don't bring it up. Never mind.
I wasn't even. Oh no! Like I would have shared all of that with you guys when we had like time alone. There's no way that was going to be classified information. That would have been somewhere during the long rest.
Okay.
Would you tell us a story?
Oh, that's straight up info that I would have tried to tell you guys as soon as possible.
Yeah. So these guys were looking for what was called the vessel, right?
That was, yeah. Any looking
the
for
ship, the good ship Sea Peckle. That's well, the vessel just, in this story that I know about.
Yeah. The brigands were told to find and deliver back to Iz any maps about the vessel.
Any maps? What was your finding, my friends? You have these scrolls here, very interesting. You found them on board the
ship. We did find a map of the Sea Pickle too, didn't we?
Yeah, some of the brigands had maps of the Sea Pickle and some of, like, a rough sketch of it.
Hmm. And your friend, Randy, did he possess one of these maps?
Randy. We didn't... No, I think his body got ripped apart, didn't it?
You investigated his body, Tomo, or Steve, right?
And didn't find anything? Yeah, remember we talked about the greaves?
Oh, I'm wearing them right now.
Yeah, let's go check the greaves.
Why are you taking your pants off, Belleg?
The performance check.
Okay,
performance. Is that a map in your pocket?
You describe what you were doing.
Let's see if I can. No. This is a poor performance.
You have a +3 to performance. What happened?
I rolled a 5, so I rolled an 8.
So you try and maybe do something sort of humorous, but it's not panning out.
No, I'm pretty sure I tripped and fell on my face as I was trying to sexually take my pants off.
As you do.
The minute he walks through the door.
As you do, these greaves these well-fitting shin-protecting armor plates are obvious underneath your clothes.
I pop them off
for all to see. There is a compartment inside one of these greaves.
Oh shit! Let's look inside it.
You now see an outline of what can only be Kaitoa.
Oh shit.
So is that an outline of like a
giant robot?
And underneath you see in common and dwarven the word vessel.
I can read dwarven.
What's
vessel?
So
okay, so those guys were looking for what was inside the vessel?
Are you a vessel, Kaitoa?
Yeah.
Or there's just something that controls me that they're after.
Do you have any like compartments that you've forgotten? Like you left a 20 somewhere in one of your pockets? For the moment?
Do you have some splaining to do?
Oh my god, there's a breast pocket I never knew about.
Mickey is looking back to you, Kaitoa. He is puzzled as well. Is this the first time you've seen all of this together, boys?
Oh, yes. Oh. One of those fun investigation things.
I don't need my pipe. Have you been drawing pictures? Is this one of your pieces of artwork, Kaitoa? Self-portrait?
Can I do I guess, religion? Of, like, do I know anything about myself that would stand out to make this drawing? Or do I know just, like, I was created, that's all I know? Or do I know what powers me or anything like that?
I like religion as a role, if that's where you want to go. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I gotta use it, so.
You gotta cross it off that list.
It's an 11.
What do you have on religion, like a minus?
Minus 1, yeah.
Okay, well, let me at least cross it off.
Yeah. I thought it'd be a good time. The only time I'm going to use it. It's like me doing the performance. It's like hand puppets.
Kaitoa, you just fall short of the meaning of the drawing term vessel. That's just out of your reach.
Hey, Kaitoa, turn into a spaceship.
Is there a little man inside me?
Transform.
I grab it because this is the first selfie I've ever had.
I was just looking to see if there was any like particular spot on this picture of the construct that was of any.
Yeah,
if it's actually hiding something, or if there's some.
No, there's nothing on this drawing defining. It's a crude outline, but to all of you guys, it speaks of Kaitoa.
Yeah. It's pretty clear to Beleg that Kaitoa is not hiding anything from us and doesn't know any more about this than us.
I don't know where else to go.
Well, I don't know where else to go, boys. This is news to me. I need to marinate on this. I need to process. I need a pipe. I need probably a little bit more rest, but I guess that's not going to happen.
Hey, you want to come see our new bar?
What is this? Is this for real as well? Is part of this sort of honey trap you've gotten into really the white chain? What have you done? What have you led these nice people on, thinking you're restaurant owners?
We're enterprising.
I'm pulling out the deed and I'm going to shove it in his face and be like, hell yeah, buddy.
Oh, I see. There is paper to back up the words. Indeed, there are two owners, I see. Underage Steve, you did not want a part of this.
Did I? What?
Yeah. I see two names on the deed. Is the party now split between owners and sidekicks?
I didn't really want to put my name on paper because it seems like people know my name.
Well, this name here is very well known. Belle Degar, I'm surprised.
Name. Yeah. It was time to... I felt it was a heavy enough situation.
Any kind of advertisement is good advertisement for a new business.
Advertisement for a new business. Or advertisement for a formidable foe in town. Boys, I feel like you made a pretty big impression yesterday on the good streets of Poe, both on the docks and in the plaza. With all this here, I think it's pretty safe to say there is no hiding, and there is no shrinking away from the responsibility here. Tell me
again, my name isn't on the deed.
Tell me, Rook and Beleg, whatever you intend with this place. It can only be a joke, right? I mean, this is just a stepping stone onto the next city to burn and deed with gold at the end of it. This is going to be great, isn't it? Take off with the 500, make like none of this ever happened.
You keep your enemies close.
So you can throw a dagger at them.
It's a clubhouse for us to hang in while we figure out when our next move is.
We're trying to get close with the mayor, find out what's going on. We want them to feel safe with us.
What will you do then? How long until you either march on is, or what?
What do you think, Mick?
I'm not sure what your plan is, boys. All I can tell you is this. You seem to have now both the patronage of the mayor and his administrator, and a little bit of... credit there at the wizard and spear. We got a poison scepter. Me and Dorfin are but two members of a different sort of organization that would like indeed to see the Black Arrow come to some sort of retribution. But neither Dorfin or I can do more than you folks. You have proven yourself as dangerous people. And Beleg, perhaps putting your name on there is not a bad thing at all. We're up against dangerous people, too.
That was the thought. So what do you think, Mick? Do you think we can handle what standard is?
The four of you? I don't know. I would run a little reconnaissance. I wouldn't, Dorophil.
Dorophil seems to have fallen asleep at his crossword, and he's snoring gently.
Oh, fuck.
And that is where we will have to leave you until the next time on Dungeons and Blaggards.
Sounds good.
Cool.
Mickey and Dorophil are dead.
They're dead. Perfect.
No.
Okay. I'm just joking.
Bum, bum,
bum. Okay, sure. Okay.
Oh, Baba, no.
Oh, shit, Mama.
Oh, yeah, where's Krizblick?
Steve?
Sleep. Sleeping in the room?
Keeping an eye on... sleeping in the corner of the main room, keeping an eye on what's-his-nuts.
Freddy?
Yeah.
Surely badgers are crepuscular, and Krizblick would be, yeah, probably attentive. Yeah, probably actually attentive to Freddy. That's a great idea. Yeah, Krizblick's watching over.
Who's watching over Freddy? The badger.
Yeah.
Badger is. Okay. Badger.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I just took a really cool licensing exam, and I know hydraulic brakes and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing. Wow, I think we probably got it there. Thanks, guys. And
hey, Rob.
Too funny.
I'll burn an inspiration if it means you don't edit out that first bit.
Oh, that might have to stay. Yeah. Oh.
Like, I've been having mic troubles all night. Like,
you, you gave me a real life inspiration. I'm burning that right now.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I'm gonna leave that in.
Yes.
So yeah, every level. Yeah, every level. We'll have to quickly do a new one, and we'll throw some music on it.